McCown, second down and five. Takes the snap in the shotgun with pressure. Going long. He's got Duke Johnson in the end zone. He caught it. Touchdown as he got his toes in.
You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Down to Duke Johnson, one of the many highlights on the day for the offense. One of the bright spots, certainly, in this loss to the San Diego Superchargers. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm back here in the Dog Bowl in Berea. And don't forget, football season's here. That means it's time for wings, beer, and countless TVs full of gridiron action at B-Dubs. Buffalo Wild Wings, wings, beer, sports. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm, breaking down the San Diego game. And I think a lot of the dissent right now is coming from the fact that, as our guy G.I. George summed it up pretty succinctly, Matt, DeFilippo's under-talented offense is overperforming while O'Neal's over-talented defense is underperforming.
Yep.
And those are the facts.
I mean, yeah. It makes me cringe because right now I feel after the San Diego football game we're the exact opposite of everything we thought we would be coming into the football season.
Absolutely. And we also need to have right now very quickly, we got sad news to share with everybody. We got sad news. Dino, play the music. Is that it?
Very, very sad.
Very, very sad. All of you out there, we it is. Dino, why don't you? I don't know if I might get too emotional. Why don't you tell everybody?
I know. It was hard for me, too. Downtown Tony, probably the more negative callers we've ever had on the show.
He's got hot takes.
Yeah. He decided that because we made him wait at least a half hour, he no longer is a fan of the show. I'm heartbroken.
Does anyone have a tissue?
Can't go on.
Must. I'm devastated.
Must go on. Can't go on. Must. Must go on.
Must endure.
Must go on. We'll try.
Just
All right. Regroup.
Take a deep breath. You'll be fine.
Mike on a cell. Help us. Mike, how are you?
Hey, Mike, you there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
We got
What's up, man? How are you?
Good. Hey, you know what? I have a comment and a question.
Okay.
You know, I do think that, you know, you're alluding to a fan right now that just couldn't talk or didn't want to wait. I do think we're at a tipping point as a fan base as far as, you know, putting up with what's going on. And the one consistent thing since the Browns have come back is they just cannot get their front office right and acquire consistent quality talent. And, you know, you can talk about the coaching, you can talk about schemes. You know, they just have never had enough talent, and they still don't. And you would have hoped that Ray Farmer was the guy that was going to do it, and I think we're no closer today than we've ever been. And I just think that it makes for a very dismal future. And I'm sorry to say that. I'm a 40-year-plus Browns fan, but this is the first year where I have really tuned out because it just isn't worth the aggravation and the heartache. And I haven't watched really closely, but how is Danny Shelton doing? Thanks a lot.
Mike, thank you. And listen, I think that the sentiments you shared are shared by many people. And I think that especially after coming out of the Oakland game, it was like, well, look, they've got Amari Cooper and they've got Derek Carr. They've got Khalil Mack. Who do we have? And I think that those points right now are valid. 4 first-round picks, 2 second-round picks, 4 third-round picks in the last 2 drafts alone. And you're saying to yourself, where are these foundational pieces that the Browns are going to be built upon in 5 years from now?
Yeah, not only that, I think in today's world, and this sport or professional sports in general is entertainment for the common man. When they spend their hard-earned money to come to the stadium or, you know, buy, you know, direct the game pass or whatever it is, whatever your resource is to watch and tune in to football in general, it is entertaining. And I believe that some of the frustration in the fan base is while the philosophy has been to go to build in the lines, to win the line of scrimmage, other teams around us have the entertaining Odell Beckham Jr.'s and you know, and their quarterback Derek Carr and Amari Cooper, and we are now seeing firsthand, and we'll continue to see that firsthand when players that essentially were picked in front of where the Browns picked in a certain year's draft are now, it's now 2-3 years since that draft, and we're seeing those players playing pivotal positions as a playmaker offensively or defensively for our opponents. And yeah, I mean, it's a business term, but where's our return on investment?
Where's
and if
the
you
ROI?
Look back, if you look back at our drafts, I mean, for God's sakes, Brandon Weeden, Trent Richardson are not even Browns. Trent Richardson under his what, fourth team, and he's not even is he in the NFL right now?
No.
He's not in the NFL. So I can understand the frustration. Believe me, I can. And it's very hard for me, having come from a winning pedigree in the National Football League, to put my finger on it, because the last thing that I want to do is sit here every day, 5 days a week, and point blame and point a finger at everyone else.
Absolutely. It is frustrating, and you need to see it's got to get better. And I think that, you know, right now you're looking at last year, so four first-round picks, Johnny Manziel backing up Josh McCown. Now, and Josh McCown, with the way he played, he's not going to come out anytime soon. I still think philosophically the case that I made for why you play Johnny Manziel is the right one, but Josh is playing very well, and I'm not knocking Josh, and I never was knocking Josh. It wasn't about what Josh could do at all. It's what Josh represented to me as a 36-year-old quarterback at this point versus Johnny Manziel, what he could represent to your organization. Justin Gilbert looked good as a kick returner, did a good job there over 3 yards kick, but the fact of the matter is he was drafted 8th overall to play cornerback for your team, and he's playing behind Johnson Batamosi in your cornerback rotation.
Who's a special teamer. That's the equivalent to us drafting, in my eyes, an Odell Beckham Jr., and Marlon Moore is starting over Odell Beckham Jr. on your team.
That is exactly what it is. It's exactly what it is. And people would be...
You go get your lockdown, shutdown corner, your playmaking wide receiver, and you have a guy that deserves to be in the NFL but has a special team skill set and a wide receiver and a defensive back starting over your playmaker.
Yeah, he was a safety last year. He wasn't even a corner last year.
And just to highlight this, to shine a light on it, Justin Gilbert, 8 plays yesterday's game. Barkevious Mingo, another first-round pick, 18 plays. Danny Shelton, first-round pick, 27. I get it. That's schematics. Cam Irving, 2 plays.
Johnny Manziel, zero.
So collectively, less than 50 snaps in a football game by 5 individuals.
So that's
6 individuals.
Five first-rounders.
Five first-rounders. Right.
Okay.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Five.
And how many did Nate Orchard play?
And Nate Orchard played 25.
So that's your first-rounder, second-rounder. Batonio played every snap, 7-4.
Correct.
So that's you're just not getting – the dividends that you need to get, and
nope.
You're not getting the impact. It's not even you're just not getting it, and that's why I think people are so concerned right now about what's going on with the Cleveland Football Browns. When we come back, we're going to get to Johnny B, Anthony, Nick, and the rest of you. 216-578-0850. Zagura Wilhelm on a bummer Monday as the Browns drop 130-27 to the Bolts in the house that Wilhelm built.